following podcast may contain people who aren't very good at golf. You're listening to the Chili Dippers Podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chili Dippers. I'm your host, Luke Clark, and across from me, as always, is a guy who once crossed an international border using a confectionery wrapper as an ID, David Ralston.
That's true. We were going in and out of Croatia and Bosnia and places like that, and we noticed that the border checks were getting real loose. I held up a dark blue Cadbury chocolate wrapper that resembles the dark blue Australian passport, and they waved us through, not a worry in the world.
That was with Wisey, wasn't it?
That was with the man of mystery, Helen Wise. Yes.
Shout out to Wisey. All right, and we're sitting in the Torquay caravan again. We've just come back from playing Curl Lewis, which It's a par 72, 6,150-metre golf course with a slow rating of 125.
What's that mean? 125. Means it's the hardest course in the world?
well, it got off to look like that way at the start. But look, what did we pay? We paid $50. Oh, well, we had the book again.
Had the book. It was $35 if you had the book, but they only let us use one person for the book.
And you tried your hardest to get both of us across the line there. But anyway, we paid $50. First impressions? What do you think when we rocked up, when we rolled
look,
in?
It looks good when you rock up. It does. Rustic.
Yeah, very good.
Rustic's
very
the good word term. I'd use. Inland beachy type thing. Clubhouse. Clubhouse is really nice setup. All that.
Look, nice from the inside than it looks from the outside.
Exactly, yep. Look, first impressions were good. That said, I think I need to make an announcement.
Oh.
My days of being a reasonable golfer are over. Look, I used to think 45 or less. Mid-80s, I used to be able to shoot probably 3 out of 4 times, even three out of five.
I'll vouch for that, you did. Yeah.
And I used to think that was good. I was pretty happy with myself and thought I can call myself a golfer. I think the age has caught up with me. My eyes are shot.
In your defence,
I think I'm done. I think I'm just another fucking retard hacking around now.
And look,
don't let this take away. You've played really well, and that's great. I think you've gone from fucking retard hacking around to you're actually now, you've got it sorted. You're playing really well.
Yeah, I'm shooting around that 90 consistently.
These are completely separate. Please don't think me being a retard has got anything to do with you getting good.
I'm going to come to your defence a little bit here.
All right.
We've played a lot of golf. I think this is my 8th round of golf in 9 days today. You're not too far behind that.
Probably a day or two off,
might be playing a little bit of a factor into this. So don't just go putting a line
New clubs also maybe. But I used to never miss a drive left. Yeah. I used to just aim it up the left edge and it'd fade back. But now a few of them duck left, a few fade. I haven't rolled in a putt.
None of us have. It's been a while since we've. I had multiple birdie putts today and couldn't get anywhere near it.
It come to me today. I hit the first drive down the middle, thought beauty, all good as gold. And played 2 shit ass wedges, and the putt missed by an inch. And I thought, this is fucked. And I stood over the tee, and I just knew I couldn't hit it. I just knew.
Yeah, you said that I have to hit it. That was your exact words.
And then I had where you fucked up was, you should have slapped me. I was being a whinging bitch, and you just fucking let me get away with it. You should have slapped me.
No, my plan was to have because we were originally supposed to play in a 4,
because
it was a busy day. That when we teed off, the 2 blokes, older blokes we were playing with, who were lovely fellas, said...
We'll mention them later, they were great.
Yep, said, look, it's not too busy if you guys want to head off. So we head off. And then when Rolls lost his shit and started sooking and carrying on, I thought, this is the way to... He's doing that now, it's one-on-one. I'll get these other blokes back involved because we were waiting on the next tee box and the next tee box. So we got back into a foursome and that did straighten you up
a little bit. Attitude was much better.
Let's hang on. One of the main things about today was we didn't take a cart... But we
I agree. This is a separate thing. I don't.
But we didn't walk either. We actually took what they call them golf boards.
Golf boards.
Yeah, I know them more so as skate caddies. They're more like a skateboard. Four-wheel skateboard
with handlebars,
and you put your clubs on the front and you lean back and forth. Look, the first couple of holes, they took a lot. They were good fun. I thought at the end they took a little bit to get used to. I must admit, like, I was more concentrating on driving those than I was actually my golf shots. And I think you weren't overly happy with the choice of driving those early, and they got to you a little bit.
I agree, but I think my announcement of good golf to retard, I think, has happened over a few days, though.
It came
to a crescendo today, and I don't think that they were the main cause of it. Now, don't get me wrong. You've grew up on skateboards and wakeboarding and all that. I wasn't a nerd, so I didn't. But I couldn't drive them things at all. But I get that they were fun. That one of the reasons we played curlers today was to try these boards. And look, with them, they were fun. They're good and all that sort of stuff. They didn't work today because the point of them is to speed up the round of golf.
Yeah, and we didn't have a chance.
Because there was too many people on the course, they did. If there was just only two on us on the course and we wanted to get through it in 3 hours instead of 4.5, magnificent.
Yeah, and look, I don't think they're ever going to take over from cuts. They're never going to be the number one thing on golf courses.
If you were 16 years old and trying something new and still had your balance and all that, again, that'd be great. You'd have a ball. Or if there's a group of 6 or 8 of yous, again, good fun. But they're not as good as the big downfall I found today was so much more sun.
Yeah, out of the sun, yeah. And then you can't, when you're travelling for balls, you can't chat to each other.
And funnily enough, I've actually got a quote from you, Clarky.
A quote from me?
Yeah, yep. You said, gee, the sun must be fucking hot.
Oh, yeah.
Clarky doesn't miss a thing.
This was a 2 days ago because when I was talking about how I got sunburned in 15 minutes, it was a little.
Wow, the sun must be hot. I wrote that down and thought, gee, that's a really insightful.
You're right, I did say that. I was referring to how hot the sun must be to actually burn your skin from so far away.
Good thing you noticed.
I think I actually said the surface of the sun must be really hot, which is fair. Anyway, okay. Enough of us and the golf caddies. Back to the golf course.
Ooh. Back with the first impressions. What about the guy who served us? Was the older brother or younger brother?
I don't know.
He was a younger brother. He was a younger brother of the, what's his name?
Dean Lawson.
Dean Lawson, who we played with at Byron Bay, the touring pro. This guy was his little brother, and he was the club pro at Curlewis.
So we had a bit of chat to him about the whole story.
I had a chat to him after the round. He was really nice, interested in how we're going about it.
He was one that came out and gave us the rundown of how to run the skate caddies and how to drive them and all that sort of stuff.
And what did he say? Look, they're really hard to flip. Be careful. Once you get out there, you'll be fine.
Then as we drive off, I reckon 5 or 6 different people said to us, geez, I hope you got good insurance, boys, like as if they're impossible to drive. And they were pretty tough to handle.
They were nearly impossible to flip, though. That was the thing.
You couldn't fall off.
You thought you were going to flip, so you overcorrected.
It was overcorrection all day.
But they were hard to flip, but small moves.
I recommend going and having a try on them, but there's no, I don't think they're ever going to, like I said, take over.
No, I can't. Again, one of those things, you're glad you tried, but don't think you need to do it again.
The course is ranked 42 on Golf Australia magazine.
So one behind last week's.
Yeah, and I think it's a little bit, I don't think that's right.
I think it's a generous ranking.
Yeah,
around the 60 mark, maybe.
I agree.
A bit old, a bit rustic, which was good, but again, the course still had some. It looked a bit old. It looked not quite as well kept. It didn't have any wow holes. It had plenty of good holes, but not many real wow ones. Is that about right?
I actually struggled to find a signature hole today because they also. I did write one down.
Which one?
It was the. Let me. I've got it.
Because I struggled as well. Not that I saw the middle of many today, but I just did. Just didn't really wow me. The thing that made today was we hooked up with. That sounds a bit airline. Yeah. There was two old blokes from England just behind us, and by the third hole, we thought, let's play as a four. And weren't they ripping blokes?
They were really good,
yeah. It was Alan and Rob?
Rob and Alan, yep.
Rob and Alan. So one of them was an Englishman who moved out 12 years ago. The other one was an Englishman on holidays.
Yeah, who,
and that's what they were. They were gentle. They were classic English gentlemen.
They were,
and without being sticks in the mud or what, they were still loose and fun and relaxed.
Yep.
But they were just really nice blokes, weren't
yeah,
they?
They were, yeah. And look, and they probably wanted us to move on early because we were on the skate caddies. They probably didn't want to be well, associated with
that. They probably thought,
then,
yeah, idiots on skate caddies, which you could go to that conclusion fairly
absolutely
easily.
Absolutely could, yep, for sure.
But I think they were happy enough in the end. I think they enjoyed it in the end.
Yeah, they did.
And they,
yeah,
were rock, they were rock solid, especially Alan.
Alan, yeah.
Alan
yeah.
barely missed a ball all day, I think.
Yeah, yeah, he was very. He played off about 15, I think
15,
he said.
15, I think he was saying, yeah. But I think he had 40 points today.
Did he really?
Yeah, yeah, wow. Yeah. He barely missed one.
Yeah, so anyway, back to the Sydney trial. I thought it was sort of hard because I'm going to say it's the third, but we played the back nine first.
We did.
So the third's the one where when we were driving up, we both nearly rolled our skate caddies off the path and had to sort of...
It was every second hole. That hasn't helped me.
I had to actually turn mine up and walk mine up there. But it was the one where we were elevated and... Went straight. It was a
short par four.
Yeah, and had the bunker up the right hand side. Oh,
yeah.
And you hit yours out.
You missed, but then hit me mulligan really well. Yeah, that's fair enough. I can give you that.
I think that was what I thought was the signature hole. But it was really tough to find a signature hole because they were all the same.
There was a lot of good holes.
Yeah,
there wasn't many
bad ones.
There's no bad ones. A lot of good ones, but no very good or great.
Yeah. So look, saying that. Look, there's a lot of golf courses down here to choose from.
Yeah.
It's probably not really hot. Like, most of the courses we review, we give rave reviews.
And we don't mean to be harsh on this one. It was good.
Yeah.
But that was the problem. We're used to very good and great. Yeah. And it was even close to very good.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Really. But yeah, as I said, the people were nice. The course was great. Not great. Well, very good. The clubhouse was good.
Well, one thing I didn't like was the tee boxes. You couldn't get your tee in.
Oh, the ground was
really. You could not get your tee in them.
Rob had to kick his in. He stood on.
I had to hammer mine in with my club at one stage.
I did. I saw that, but I've never seen someone have to stand on their tee to get it into the ground.
I was literally like snapping my tees in half just so I could get them into the ground. That's the other thing we found out today. We were driving in and they're building a new, like right where Curlewis is, next door to it. Apparently it's this golf course is probably owned by some lady who owns a bunch of wineries and a few other things.
Yeah.
She's bought this golf course, but next door to it, she's building a big two-story driving range with mini golf course,
bit of everything.
Cafe, which actually looks like it's going to be really good and a good addition to this area too.
May rival one of those Top Golf type setups that we've mentioned before.
Hoping, yeah, $8.5 million apparently she's spending on that, which
will be about my share of the Powerball if you win this evening.
Look, so that's probably, we don't need to, we've probably covered enough about
We played, don't worry about me, let's just mention your back nine, which was the front nine, but your second nine, what do you have there?
I had a 41.
You had a 41, that's a ripper. 41's good.
From inside a foot and a half.
Yeah, yeah. 41's a good score, and if you're shooting low 40s, you're
actually
a golfer.
And there's a nine in there too. I've had a nine.
But not on the 41 though, didn't it? Was it on with the nine?
Oh, no, made that on the other side. Sorry, no, I had a seven. Sorry, that's on the wrong one.
Yep.
Yeah, no, you're right. Take it
back. But yeah, I reckon we can do it. Go play Curlewis, especially if you've got the book at $35, it's great value.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely. Righto. So moving on from the golf course review, we're going to go to my favourite segment.
Oh, you like this, do you?
Yeah, this is my favourite. Yeah, I love this. This is great fun. This is Rolls's What's Better.
What's better? Steamed or fried? Kylie or Danny? Chicken or beef?
I think the reason I like it, I love that intro. You were a little bit unsure when we done that.
Yeah, very much so.
Put that together. I get a chuckle out of that every time.
That's
good. No, I like it.
So for new listeners, this is a segment called What's Better, where I pick a topic and then categorise it, and I'll ask Clarkey what's better in either A or B, and basically I have the overall say. What I say goes.
So and I'm right or wrong based on
so
that.
So we see how Clarkey goes. Now, today's topic is music.
Music.
We haven't talked music on the show, have we?
I don't know heap of music.
All right, so yeah, we'll go with music. All right, so today's What's Better? Music. Question one. Now, this is out of four. I'll give you the four big categories.
Oh, four.
Yep. Rock, pop, hip-hop, or country?
Now, just to be clear, am I trying to pick what... Do you want me to say what I think's better, or you want me to think what you think?
No, it's not so much what you or what I think. It is what is better. Because sometimes, like...
Okay, I'm going.
Say it was carrots or beans.
Yes.
I like beans better, but carrots are better. So even though I like beans better, carrots would win. right? Because carrots are better. Yeah, so it's not. Yeah, so I know what's better. Yeah, it's right, not necessarily okay, what I right, like yep, better.
No, that's all I want to know. You clear that up. So read them out again.
Rock.
Yep.
Pop.
Yep.
Hip hop or country?
Rock is.
No, you're wrong.
Oh,
country is.
Oh, you see, that's what I was going to go.
Because country can do them all. Country singers always sing the best. You get too many rock, hop, and pops that can't sing. And country's the best. I love it.
Damn, I thought I had that one.
Yeah, no, bad luck. All right.
Moving on.
Old or new?
New. New's better, hands down.
No, you're wrong again.
Stop. All right. We're talking music, aren't we? I forgot what the category was.
Yeah, music.
Yeah, no, sorry. Old. Yeah, I was just thinking in general, old or new.
Oh, no, music.
Better, but yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot we were doing music for a second.
All right. So you change it?
Yeah, old.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? Because new music will one day be old, so then it'll be better anyway.
Yeah,
so old. Well done. All right. Now, this might be a bit before your time, but you shouldn't. You need to know anyway.
Yep.
Beatles or Rolling Stones?
I'm going to say Rolling Stones.
You're correct. Beatles were popular, not very good.
They
were the classic popular, not good. Rolling Stones.
Someone told me that all their songs had four chords in them. And I could learn, if I could learn those four chords, I could learn every Beatles.
Look, they were original, but they were new.
And come along at the right time,
maybe. Exactly. Yeah, they had everything all right.
Yeah.
Now, this is a bit more sort of old versus new. Elvis or the modern day Elvis, Justin Bieber?
I'm going the original Elvis.
You're absolutely right. Bieber's a smart-ass, spoilt little prat with one good song. That one he did with the New Zealand choreographer.
Love Yourself?
Yeah, that's good.
That's a great song.
Yeah, well, and the red-headed dude wrote it.
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran wrote it, so it is a good song.
Yeah.
Bieber's a clown. This one, Pearl Jam or Nirvana?
Oh, this is not my strong suit, but...
But if I've got that, that's the right two to pair against each other, isn't it?
You're running the show.
All right, Pearl Jam versus Nirvana.
I'm going to run with Pearl Jam. I don't know a heap of Nirvana, but I actually do like some Pearl Jam songs.
Pearl Jam, you got it right too. Yeah, again, Nirvana were just a bit more niche. They may have hit...
Damn big song. I can't understand a word that's
good. Nirvana may have had a higher peak, but Pearl Jam had a much longer success story. All right, now we're going to really tighten it up.
Mm.
Tracy Chapman's Fast Cars.
Oh, yes. That's
versus Son of a Preacher Man.
Oh, I was thinking to myself, don't you dare say.
Which is Dusty Springfield.
Close to my all-time favourite song. I'm just going to run with Son of a Preacher Man.
Just missed it.
I thought I would, but I just couldn't go against it.
Fast Car is longer, so it's got more. They're both magnificent. But Fast Car goes for a bit longer, so you get more of its magnificence.
Jeez, it must have been close.
It was very close.
Yep, and Fast Car's
story covers more ground.
Mm.
But don't get me wrong, that was the tightest one. That was 51-49, so you only just missed. Unlucky. Now, Michael Jackson or Billy Joel? It was going to be Elton John or Billy Joel, but Billy Joel wins that too. Michael Jackson
versus Billy Joel. Again, I'm a massive Billy Joel fan, but I think Michael Jackson's the answer there.
No, you got it wrong.
Slow playing there.
Yeah. No, his child molesting hurt him in the rankings. So that's bad luck.
I'm learning this. I'm going to take all things into consideration with my answers.
Yes. Now, Lose Yourself by Eminem or Eye of the Tiger by Survivor.
Let me just say, I really enjoy this. This is great fun. Yeah.
I'm getting them right. I'm getting the pairings correct. Fun.
Lose Yourself or Lose Yourself's better. It is.
Yeah, all right then. I think you were the final vote. It was 50-50.
Because if Eye of the Tiger wasn't on one of the greatest movie franchises of all time, I don't think we'd know about it.
Oh, I think we would. Well,
Lose Yourself is one of the greatest hip-hop songs. But
in the overall thing, that actually helps it, that it is associated with Rocky.
Look, yep.
So, but I think you're right.
Thanks. Good.
Now, this one, Taylor Swift or Dixie Chicks?
It's just so hard to separate from what you, Taylor Swift or the Dixie, I'm going to go with Taylor Swift because Dixie Chicks have got one of the greatest songs. They've got one of their songs, Not Ready to Make Nice, has one of the best 10 seconds of nearly any song in the history of the world.
Magnificent, yes, you're
right. But I think overall, I don't think I could name another Dixie Chicks song. I'm sorry.
Well, you're normally pretty good at this, but you're not having a great day today. It's the Dixie Chicks.
Is it why?
Because Swifty was the victim of a rant a few shows ago because she fucked things up lately.
I did take that into consideration with my answer.
She's magnificent, but she's got some ground to make up. The Dixie Chicks, on the other hand, when they got crucified for their political views and all that sort of stuff, they got proven correct. Because they bagged George Bush when everyone liked him. Then they all realised George Bush was an idiot. And the Dixie Chicks supported the troops. And their body of work is unbelievably good too.
I'm sure it is.
So, no, that's fair enough you'd get that wrong. But, no, that's definitely Dixie Chicks. So, we've got two to go.
Good. Love them. Keep going.
Bruno Mars?
Mm-hmm.
Or Justin Timberlake?
Oh,
no. That's every time... Every time you roll your head back and roll your eyes, I know I've got the pairing right.
Yeah.
That's good.
And especially because you always put one of my... I like. That's what's killing me. You're putting someone I like in there against someone
thinking about
who I probably think is actually better.
Yeah.
I want to say I'm going.
Come on, you're great day.
I'm going Timberlake because I'm taking because of his acting. He does movies.
Exactly. You even got the reason right.
Good.
Yeah. Music on a par, but JT's acting and JT's talk showing.
Yeah.
Has got him through. And Bruno's probably. A bit more recent. Bruno's recent stuff, magnificent.
But
JT wins that.
Whew.
And the last one, Beyonce versus Rihanna.
Beyonce wins that.
I knew you were going to be upset that she doesn't.
Oh, you didn't talk me into Rihanna winning that.
Yeah. Beyonce she's lost her shit.
Oh.
She was good early, very good, but carried by the band.
Oh, Destiny's Child.
Yeah, carried her. Oh,
am I allowed to?
And now she's carried by the bloke she's married to.
Jay-Z.
Yeah, Jay-Z.
I'm going to have to accept I'm wrong.
Yep. Rihanna acting. Oh, Beyonce acted as well in the...
And she was good.
Yeah, she wasn't too bad either.
As Foxy Brown.
Yep. This is more what I'm seeing into the future here. Well, you should know that I'm looking into the future on this one where I didn't in
my
any of the
argument
others.
Is anytime anyone gets in the female music gets above Beyonce, it's because she lets them. That's what I... So you might be right now.
That concept album she'd done really dropped her back a long way.
Yeah, but...
It really did.
All right. What you say, go. That's the rule. Rihanna's right. I'll cop it.
So out of 11, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... Oh, you passed. You got 6 from 11. And a couple were close.
It may have been a little wrong.
One of them I'll let you have the deciding vote on too. But 6 of 11, that's your worst. But there we go. That's today's version of What's Better.
Yes, I love that. What's Better. Another great one, Rolls. Now, before we're going to go into some listener questions, but before we do...
Before? You're making me wait for question time?
Yes.
All right, what's going on?
I just want to have a quick... chat about something which you may or may not know. Being the new year,
I know that.
Yep, being the new year, the golf industry is starting to look at some rule changes in the near future. I actually thought they were coming in. I've seen this at the end of the last year. I thought they were coming in at the start of this year, but apparently they're in the process of looking at them now, and they're looking at these couple of these new rules coming in the start of January 2019. And I reckon I've just got four here that I'm just going to read out to you, and I reckon they're really good additions if they get through. And we want to. The Chili Dippers here, we want to put a thing out saying, don't go out in your comp tomorrow and play one of these. This is next year and make it changed or whatever.
But that said, if we're playing golf 10 times in 12 days, we probably should know the rules.
Look, and that's exactly right. And look, at most of these
Let me know what's going on.
You know why these are good? Because we actually probably put these into play when we play.
All right, so what are they?
The first one is the search time is dropping from 5 minutes to 3. That's a basic one.
As you know, I don't look for balls. I'm happy to look for yours sort of thing, but mine, I just hit another one, all right.
Okay. Another simple one, they're looking at allowing you to ground your club in a penalty area. So if you're
did that by accident the other day,
you
remember?
Did, yeah, and I,
so
I let you off the one.
And again, I seem fair enough. I don't see it making
it for being in. If you're in the bushes,
you're in the
penalised.
You're in the bunker. You're in the bunker.
Yeah. Well, the bunker's not. That's not going to change. It's more when the red pegs and you're inside.
A hazard.
Yeah, hazard.
Well, that's why I thought the bunker. Okay, cool. Yep. That's fair enough.
And this one, these next two I really like. This one is the drop the ball when you've had a penalty from your shoulder height.
Yep.
They're going to allow you to drop it from like like an inch or two from above the ground.
Now, do you remember, are you old enough to remember that you used to have to drop it over your shoulder behind your back?
I don't know. Well,
I did. When I started playing,
I've never had to do that. But
the rule was, drop it over your shoulder.
Yeah, I do have a
which was silly.
Yeah. So they're talking, so you can just literally just drop it from a hands like an inch.
From what, say ankle height?
Yeah, which is great.
Which is good,
There's no need to drop it and have it roll back in and drop it again.
No, good.
And this one I really, really liked. And I've actually spoke about this in the past. From now, like, you know, currently if you putt on the green and hit the flag's in, it's a penalty.
Yeah,
They're changing that. So you can actually putt anywhere on the green and it hits the flag. So be it.
All right, so I'm lining up for my putt and my caddy says, do you want the flag in or out? I say, leave it in.
Leave it in.
I can hit it, and if it hits the flag and bounces out, bad luck. If it hits the flag, stays in. So it's like if a chip shot off the green hits the flag, it's just golf is golf. Yep. And so, all right. So, but you can, because even when you're off the green, say I'm off the green and I think I'm going to hold my chip, I can call for the flag out, can't I?
Yeah, absolutely can.
All right. All right. Oh, well, that's good.
The reason I like this rule, this scenario, like, so let's say I chip one onto the green. Right, you're over the back, sort of muck around looking for yours, and I'm sitting there, and people are up behind us, and I'm thinking I've got a 20-foot putt, but you haven't got to your ball, you've got
so
your club,
you
you're going
play.
Back to get another club, and I'm thinking I want to putt this just to speed up, but if it hits the flag, it's a penalty. Well, now I can actually just because I'm probably not going to get the flag
anyway,
but you don't get penalised if you do.
Exactly.
So it's all about look, and they're all about speeding things up.
Yep. So with the putting, what's happened with the broomsticks? Are we still allowed to use broomsticks or not?
Look, broomsticks, I don't think anything that anchors to your body, I think's out.
Out.
The broomstick, I'm not
even in social golf.
Yeah, look, I don't.
Well, you shouldn't be using one in social golf anyway, should you? Just putt properly.
Yeah, look.
And don't worry about crossing your hands over or bloody any of that. Just putt normal.
Just sort your stroke
and don't
out.
Hold your finger down the back of the putter.
Yeah,
hold it
that
properly.
Is a bad look. That is a bad look.
And I shouldn't be giving putting tips because I'm hopeless. get me out of here and do bloody question time.
All right, so that's, I just wanted to bring that up because I thought that was pretty,
good.
That was pretty interesting. All right, so let's move on to your favourite segment, Rolls, question time.
Welcome to question time.
All right, it's question time. So now we've got a question that's actually been emailed in from an Ian Pope, or Popes, as he likes to be referred to.
Popes, he's probably one of our most loyal fans.
He's
and
probably
regular.
Number one. I think I think we'll give him the number one ticket. Yep. Look, a lot of our questions come from him. So, if other people send us in somewhere and email in. We need some variety. They're all seem to be coming from a lot of the same people. So
send us some questions. And golf or anything, as you can see with our what's betters and all that, we know a lot about a lot of stuff. So don't be scared to ask us anything.
Right.
What's this one about?
Well, this is actually a golf-related one.
Well, I won't answer you.
Yeah, you won't. No, it's right in your wheelhouse.
Oh, right.
It's right in your wheelhouse.
It's about cheating and having an eight.
Popes wants to know, what is our go-to golf snack during a round?
Oh, during a round. Well,
so we're not talking at lunch. We're not finishing the 9 at 12. We're just a...
As muesli bars.
You bring your own, don't you?
Yeah, generally. I generally bring muesli bars and have them in the bag. Don't get me wrong, I love a bag of snakes or Subway cookies or anything like that. But, yeah, muesli bars. I used to have an apple. I used to take an apple with me because I take about 45 minutes to eat an apple. And I haven't got time to sit down during the day and eat an apple, so I'd eat it out on the golf course.
I've played with people, like Wade Jones is one of those guys that brings an apple or a sandwich. I'm just not that prepared. I'm out the door. I just want to get to the golf course.
Yeah.
And I don't eat a lot of chocolates and that sort of stuff at home, but when I'm on the golf course, just for a bit of energy and that at the 9, Mars bar is probably my go-to, unless there's the chunky Kit Kat. Which isn't everywhere, but I do like a chunky Kit Kat.
Look, at the halfway at the shop, it doesn't worry me which chocolate bar, Chiquito, Mars bar, chunky Kit Kat, any of that's fine sort of thing by me. But that has to be eaten straight away.
You've got to
eat straight away, where the muesli bar can sit in the bag
for
months.
I like to get mine eaten almost before I tell home, so I hate having that Mars bar sitting on me.
And Gatorade or Coke or all that sort of stuff, doesn't work.
I always get two drinks per 18, one's always a Gatorade, one's always a water.
Yeah, I do not drink enough water during a round of golf.
All right. Well, that's probably that question answered. Now, do you have one from somebody?
No, I do not.
You haven't got it ready?
Nope.
Nah.
No, no, no.
Okay, righto. No. All right, well, we've gone 20 minutes.
That's why we're asking people to send them in. And I will have one ready.
Okay.
We can't do it all ourselves. We give the people a quality product. They need to help out a little bit.
Fair enough. I wasn't expecting that. We've gone 29 minutes. That's fine.
Enough. Yep, again, right. I'm done. I've got a big box of Cadbury favourites. I'm going to lace into that. Let's go.
Right. You do that. All the ladies out there from the Chili Dippers, happy Valentine's Day. We're out.